Chapter 15, Using Our Voices Wisely to Serve Others. I'd like to start with three marvelous quotes. The first one is from a leader, Gordon B. Hinckley, at the age of 92. I am no longer a young man filled with energy and vitality. I'm given to meditation and prayer. I would enjoy sitting in a rocker, swallowing prescriptions, listening to soft music, and contemplating the things of the universe. But such activity offers no challenge and makes no contribution. I wish to be up and doing. I wish to face each day with resolution and purpose. I wish to use every waking hour to give encouragement, to bless those whose burdens are heavy, to build faith and strength of testimony. It is the presence of wonderful people which stimulates the adrenaline. It is the look of love in their eyes which gives me energy. The second quote comes from the poet, Tagore. I slept and dreamed that life was joy. I awoke and saw that life was service. I acted, and behold, service was joy. The third quote comes from John D. Rockefeller, Jr. I believe that the rendering of useful service is the common duty of mankind, and that only in the purifying fire of sacrifice is the dross of selfishness consumed and the greatness of the human soul set free. The inner drive to find your own voice and to inspire others to find theirs is fueled by one great overarching purpose: serving human needs. It is also the best means of achieving both. Without reaching out and meeting human needs, we really don't expand and develop our freedom to choose as we otherwise would. We grow more personally when we are giving ourselves to others. Our relationships improve and deepen when together we attempt to serve our family, another family, an organization, a community, or some other human need. In his autobiography, The Long Road to Freedom, Nelson Mandela wrote, At first, as a student, I wanted freedom only for myself, the transitory freedom of being able to stay out at night, read what I pleased, and go where I chose. Later, as a young man in Johannesburg, I yearned for the basic and honorable freedoms of achieving my potential, of earning my keep, of marrying and having a family, the freedom not to be obstructed in a lawful life. But I then slowly saw that not only was I not free, but my brothers and sisters were not free. That is when the hunger for my own freedom became the greater hunger for the freedom of my people. It was this desire for the freedom of my people to live their lives with dignity and self-respect that animated my life, that transformed a frightened young man into a bold one, that drove a law-abiding attorney to become a criminal, that turned a family-loving husband into a man without a home. I am no more virtuous or self-sacrificing than the next man, but I found that I could not even enjoy the poor and limited freedoms I was allowed when I knew my people were not free. Organizations are established to serve human needs. There is no other reason for their existence. Robert Greenleaf wrote a beautiful essay, The Institution as Servant, which applied the whole concept of stewardship to an organization. Nathan Eldon Tanner once said, Service is the rent we pay for living in this world of ours. Willis Harmon, the co-founder of the World Business Academy, expressed his convictions about the institution of business itself in these words. Business has become the most powerful institution on the planet. The dominant institution in any society needs to take responsibility for the whole. But business has not had such a tradition. This is a new role, not well understood or accepted. Built on the concept of capitalism and free enterprise from the beginning was the assumption that the actions of many units of individual enterprise, responding to market forces and guided by the invisible hand of Adam Smith, would somehow add up to desirable outcomes. But in the last decade of the 20th century, it has become clear that the invisible hand is faltering. It depended on overarching meanings and values that are no longer present. So business has to adopt a tradition it has never had throughout the entire history of capitalism, to share the responsibility of the whole. Every decision that is made, every action that is taken, must be viewed in light of that responsibility.